Hit it.
Welcome to the Test Talks Podcast, the place to go to geek out on software testing. And now your host, whose mission is to help you succeed with test automation, Joe Colantonio.
Hey, it's Joe, and today's episode is a special treat because we'll be speaking with the actual team at HPE that tested HPE's new testing tool, LeanFT. So we're going to be test talking with Haggai Avisar, the leader of HPE's Automation Center of Excellence, Eilat Dasher, a software engineer who focuses on test automation, Avia Diamant, the leader of the LeanFT quality team, and Malcolm Isaacs, a senior researcher at HPE. So get ready to get a behind-the-scenes insider's look at how a functional test tool vendor goes about testing their own products. This is the first time I interviewed so many people at one time, and I think you're really going to enjoy this episode, so check it out. Test Talks is sponsored by the fantastic folks at Sauce Labs, the cloud-based automated testing platform that eliminates the need to maintain your own Selenium grid and test infrastructure. Try it for free today. Visit testtalks.com and click on the Sign Up Now link under the homepage sponsor section. Hey guys, welcome to Test Talks.
Hi, Joe.
It's awesome to have you on the show. I'm really excited about this interview because it's the first of its kind on Test Talks. And that is, I get to actually interview the team that tested LeanFT. And what I really like to get into today is how you actually test in-house at HP the LeanFT product. So I guess before we get into it, though, can you just tell us a little bit how you approach testing, the planning stages of testing LeanFT when it was a brand new product?
All right. So basically, when we started testing or planned testing LeanFT, we decided that most, if not all of the testing will be done using LeanFT. So as long as we were able to use LeanFT to identify objects and then activate all the methods and actions using LeanFT on these objects, we use this methodology in order to test the functionality and create credibility of this tool. So these were the first steps. Obviously, we started with small amount of actions and testing objects that we were able to identify, but slowly it grew.
So you brought up an interesting point, and I guess this would be a question a lot of people would be interested in. Usually if they use QTP or UFT in the past, one of the biggest issues was object recognition issues. So a lot of times they would blame the vendor. So how does the actual vendor work around object recognition issues within their own applications? How did you work with development to resolve that?
The way we learn objects or identify objects improved slowly during the years. We developed identifying more types of objects and in more technologies. And we tried to, and this was the development process, to learn and recommend properties or attributes that will make the test or the identification more robust. So we won't be dependent on location or on the hierarchy of the object in the application. And we use a lot of AUTs that we got from, let's call it outside, from customers to verify development. And later on, which we'll get to later in this discussion, we were able to replicate or understand what the customer needs by the way their applications are developed or written, and we were able to create these applications in-house.
I want to add to Aviad, LeanFT added another tool named Spy. It's a great tool that helps the user identify the objects and the properties that the user can base the identification of the object with, and it's very helpful.
I think that's a great point. A lot of people, when they use Selenium, they use something like Firebug to do object recognition. But with LeanFT, there's a great object recognition tool now that you can use more than one property to identify elements. And I think it's been really useful. So it sounds like that's something that, was that something that was developed earlier on in the process to help you start testing? Or was that developed later after you recognized that there was a need for a more all-encompassing tool, I guess, to help recognize objects?
So this was developed as the first stage of developing LeanFT. We understood that the user needs something that will help them identify more than just the browser ability to give you the attributes of the object. We improved it together with the development of NFT to meet our requirements as a QA team. So it will fit the QA teams or testers, whatever we decide to call them, for the customers as well.
You mentioned earlier that when you were testing LeanFT, you mentioned you had a lot of customers to work with to find out what their needs were. So how do you prioritize what you test based on customers? Is it based on how many requests you get, or is it just based on you know that something's really going to be a high priority, even though you only have one or two customers asking for it?
So we tried to oversee the technologies the customers are using, objects they're using in their specific applications. So we obviously aimed for web applications. Later on, we implemented HP Mobile Center, as mobile is a growing technology. Focus our testing and our development and then testing on the mobile technology. And obviously, taking from the variety of customers we have of UFT already and QTP, taking their applications that they're testing and their technology and trying to work on their AUT technology.
I think it's also fair to say, and when we do go ahead with the implementation of a new feature, we try and implement it in as generic a fashion as possible, so that we're not tied down to a very, very specific look or style of control. And, there's often more than one way of identifying an object within an application. So we try to make sure that we're not tying the user down in any way.
I must say that we were lucky enough to have a big customer database, the UFT customers, which we were able to use and learn from them what they need, and then to aim the product exactly to their needs or to most of their needs.
Excellent. Now, you also mentioned HP Mobile Center. And the reason why I asked that is I work for a large company. And a lot of times I have an application I need to test that integrates with another application, but my group doesn't necessarily test or develop that application. And we always have issues saying, well, there's a bug in the other application and we need to wait to get that resolved before we can move on with ours. So did you encounter any of those issues as you were trying to integrate with other HP products? And how did you work around it?
So obviously, when we have two teams working on different products, which integrate between them, or even one dependent on the other one, there might be defects, bugs, or incomplete features, or anything like that. But the communication between the two teams, and the fact that both teams are sitting in the same building, one level up than the other, we were able, and the communication between the people, and that was that's one of the most important things, and the team leaders and everything, created an environment that allowed us to handle issues as soon as they're found and get the resolutions and focus other product on what we need in order to complete the integration. And being one of the tools of Mobile Center, one of the tools that we encourage customers that want LeanFT to buy Mobile Center as well, HP Mobile Center wants to improve in this area and give us the best integration they can. So obviously, that helps us.
It happens a lot with HP that we have integrations between HP, one product of HP to another product. And I think, as Aviad said, that the personal communication between teams, the collaboration between them, is the one thing that makes it happen very successfully here at HP. It's not only between LeanFT and Mobile Center, it's with a lot of HP products. The communication between the teams is very good. The teams and the pillars and between groups and not even in the same business units.
Awesome. And that's a great point about collaboration. That's one of the most difficult pieces I actually struggle with, is collaborating with multiple groups across multiple areas, you know, across the globe. So, you know, I've been at a few HP Discovers lately, and it's almost like there's been a transformation at HPE where it's almost like you guys are embracing open source technologies now. And when I go to the HP Discover, I've been hearing more about Agile and DevOps. So I'm just curious to know, at a high level, how has the testing effort changed at HPE from maybe when you were testing QTP to LeanFT? Did you use more agile DevOps practices, or did you still use a more waterfall type approach?
developing in HP changed a lot, as you said, from waterfall to agile, and quality teams align to the same process. I think that almost all teams, all products in HP move to agile methodology, working with nightly builds, nightly drops. So both dev and QA teams align to the agile process. Of course, in order to have shorter pipelines, we are using continuous testing, continuous integration in our processes.
If I may add to Hagai's answer, I will say that some, if not most, of HP products at the moment are focusing on groups that are doing Agile, and we want to help improve the Agile process. And therefore, we must use, and we use our tools in-house. We must, and we want to do the R&D process or development process. We want to do it agile as much as agile as possible to experience what our customers will experience using our tools, basically. Eating our dough food is really important for us.
I'm just curious to know, because you're developing LeanFT, you're the testers of LeanFT, the automators. Since you have all that knowledge, how does another team leverage that knowledge? Say you have ALM. Does ALM actually use QTP or LeanFT to test ALM? And if so, do you have a separate automation team that does that, or are testers integrated into each of your sprint teams?
Okay, I can answer that. As the Center of Excellence team, we have the vision of all the ADM pillar. And of course, we're working with LeanFT, and we're working with LeanFT with the QA team. But we are working with other teams in other pillars not related to LeanFT. And we are consuming LeanFT as a product. We are really using our own product in order to test our own product. The last example is True Client. We are automating True Client using LeanFT, and because of the complexity of True Client that is using a couple of the technologies, web and WinForm and WPF, and we have a lot of running mode, LeanFT really helped us overcome those challenges. So to your question, yes, we are consuming and using our own products and in the different pillars, not only in the pillar that LeanFT has developed.
But it's continuous feedback as well, right? Because as we use LeanFT across the other parts of the organization, we discover areas within LeanFT that need to be improved, or you know, even bugs might surface in LeanFT.
Yeah.
That gets fed back to the LeanFT team, who then, you know, goes ahead and fixes.
This is a good point, Malcolm, because we find it's a win-win situation. For both True Client, for example, and LeanFT, we found bugs in True Client using the automation, but we found bugs in LeanFT as well, and really helped to improve stability. In addition, we are using the nightly, consuming the nightly build of LeanFT. So it's really as agile as can get.
Mm-hmm. I can add that in our automation center of excellence, we have like two roles. One role is to test the LeanFT as a product, to find bugs, to make it better. But and then another role is really to take this LeanFT product and use it with other products. And the feedback that we get within these two roles are different, because when we test the LeanFT using LeanFT, we find some bugs that are not really the bug that the real user in the real world will usually find. But when we complete a role as a customer of LeanFT within our house, we find bugs that obviously our users at the end will find also. So we have this product to become better, more quality, and eventually when it will release, it will be released without these bugs that users we'll find also.
I would think it'd be really difficult to do that, to keep track of not only your own product, but how it integrates with all these other products. So I can see how testing a functional test tool is probably a lot different than people are familiar with. So kudos to you. I don't know how you keep track of that. Do you use ALM to keep track of all your defects and everything?
We use our tools. Yes.
Not ALM.
Not specifically ALM. LeanFT has a couple more tools of managing our process or development process. One of them is the AGM, which I'm sure you're familiar with, and the Agile Manager by HP. And we have a couple more tools that are still not released to customers that we test, just like other tools, just like other groups use LeanFT to test their tools. We use other HP tools in order to manage our release. They're not yet released to customers. I'm not sure if I can say that.
It's the new generation of ALM, basically.
Well, we're always using the latest versions in development of our products over here.
You did mention earlier also that you do use continuous integration, a continuous integration approach. So do you have a suite of LeanFT test suites that you run at every code check-in, or is it once a night? What's your approach to continuous integration?
Okay, so we have several suites for each pipeline. For the continuous integration, we run very short tests, an end-to-end test on one technology of the set of technologies that LeanFT supports. We have additional pipeline that will be the regression pipeline and the nightly pipeline. And within the nightly, we are making the suite larger, obviously. And we are running the end-to-end test for the entire technologies that LeanFT supports. And when we are going to test the regression testing on a weekly basis, we are going to test not only end-to-end, but the regression test. Meaning that we are going to take, actually we already do, we are taking each one of the controls that is supported in LeanFT and test all the properties and actions that are exposed in the LeanFT SDK. This test covers all the functionality that LeanFT suggests to its customers. We have several pipelines in order to make it more agile, make a quick feedback to the developers and the QA team.
On top of that, I can add that not only all the objects that are supported by LeanFT are tested either nightly or on the regression suite, we're also testing all the tools that LeanFT supports. Some of the tools are application model and obviously the SPI and the LeanFT report that is generated at the end of every run. All these tools are also tested as part of the regression cycle, and some of them are tested in the nightly process as well.
This might be a controversial question, I'm not sure, but I could never get a developer to use QTP or UFT as part of their development effort. So I'm just curious to know, maybe it's different at HP, but when you created LeanFT, now that LeanFT is out there, have you seen any developers at HPE actually using LeanFT, using C# or Java to create any sort of tests themselves?
Yeah, I can answer that. Basically, it's really new. It's hot. It's from the last weeks. We are in contact with the LoadRunner development team, and we are they are looking for a solution to automate the LoadRunner. And one of the person that leads this feature team is the PLC with LeanFT. And he was so excited. He just wanted to start the project without any further notice. Just wanted to start automate LoadRunner using LeanFT because it was very easy for him to understand, to install, and to start covering LoadRunner. And LoadRunner is a complex product, as some of the viewers know. It's not a simple one to automate, but the dev team of LoadRunner really enjoyed using LeanFT.
I think the good feedback that we had, good experience that we had with automating the true client, make the decision for the LoadRunner very easy to choose LeanFT also, because it's also a complex product here at HP. And I think the quick impact that we had in true client make the convince them to just choose it also.
So, John, if I may say a bit more, this is LoadRunner and True Client examples, but the whole concept of LeanFT was to make the tests more closer and more available and easier for the developer, because till now, the tester who used HP tools, which was UFT, had its own IDE and wrote their test in VBScript, and now the whole concept was to get into the ecosystem of the developer, into the IDEs the developers use, Visual Studio, Eclipse, and soon IntelliJ, and have the tests written in C#, Java, and JavaScript, so the developers can actually debug their test on their machine made it much easier for developers to inherit or to accept and use. I think LoadRunner and obviously TrueClient within HP and some other groups that are using VFT within HP is a great example of how this affected developers and made it easier for them to adopt LeanFT.
Yeah, I'm an automation geek, and I just heard you talk about automating LoadRunner with LeanFT, and I think that would probably be so cool to do, so that's awesome. I guess my other question is, once again, I'm not sure how much you get into it. I get a lot of questions from people about LeanFT saying, does it work with Selenium? So when you're testing LeanFT, did you ever test it using Selenium, or do you always just use the LeanFT web SDK piece of it?
So at the moment, we use LeanFT SDK in order to test LeanFT. But obviously, we know that Selenium is a huge tool in the market, and we try not only to have people use just LeanFT, but to have people implement LeanFT into their Selenium suites. So we have a suite of tests that has both LeanFT and Selenium together, and we're able to... And basically, they can live in the same environment, which means we can run one test that has both Selenium code and LeanFT code, and it works. And we test that and verify that as well.
So I also noticed you mentioned JavaScript as one of the languages. I guess that's a newer service pack that came out that allows you to use LeanFT with JavaScript. Have you been seeing a bigger demand for that to be one of the languages that should be used as you released it?
Definitely, and this is why we aim for it, and we see the market moves into more of script-based languages, and JavaScript was the first one that we decided, obviously, to use and support, and this is why we added the support of LeanFT into this language. We plan in our roadmap to add more languages, scripting languages, that LeanFT will support it. And we already have demands from customers wanting LeanFT to support other languages.
So can you just tell us about some of the testing challenges you may have testing LeanFT?
LeanFT supports 8 technology and 3 SDKs. And further, we have some priorities that we had mentioned before that between each technology, but at the end of the day, we need to test it all. We need to test all technologies, all SDKs, and we need to test each control, all controls and all the properties and methods in each control in order to understand if there is some regression in the LeanFT functionality. Just to give you a taste and idea of how many tests need to be written in order to test one control in LeanFT. So LeanFT supports X8 technology in, let's say, for example, two SDK, and each controller has around 60 properties and methods. This is more than 900 tests for each control to be written. Okay, and each technology has around 20 control as an average. This is huge amount of code base just to test LeanFT, just to understand that there is no regression in any control and any problem. This is a huge challenge to automate.
Are there any tips that you can give to how you overcame those challenges? I don't even know how you can keep track of all the SDKs and all the methods. How do you know that you have coverage for everything or a test for every piece of functionality that LeanFT covers?
Okay, in order to test or overcome those challenges, we first have to build AETs for each technology. There is no shortcut in this area. LeanFT works on some AETs, some application on the test, and it works on AET technology. We need to create 8 AETs that fulfill all the requirements, all the testing requirements for the LeanFT. So no shortcut here. We created 8 AETs that looks exactly the same when we create it. It depends on the technology, but they do exactly the same. The functionality of the AETs is the same. It can be a web AUT or a mobile AUT. Of course, they will not look exactly the same, but the functionality is the same.
The same story.
All AUTs. When we have that, we wanted to reduce the amount of code base. We wanted to remove one of the multiplier from the equation. So we wanted to write basically only one script. One script in order to test all technology. In that way, we can reduce the multiplier of a technology and reduce the code base significantly. In addition, we created, there are a lot of tests that are located in common, a lot of common controls, and we can do it only once in a base test. So we move all those tests to base test as well, in order to reduce the amount of the code base a lot.
I will just add that in order to reduce the eight technologies multiplier, we use an abstraction layer in order to simulate one language for all technologies. It was a quite complex aspect to cover using. We used a lot of reflections and dynamic proxy in order to investigate the SDK dynamically and have the methods and properties tested on the fly and not written hard-coded for the specific technology. So this abstraction layer reduced our code base significantly, and the inheritance for the tests also make code base make it smaller because we didn't repeat ourselves and we had a lot of code reuse in our testing framework.
At the end, we reach to the point that the same test works on a web AUT or mobile AUT or WPF AUT, whatever technology. It is the same code base, the same test, one script for all the technologies.
One script to rule them all.
Yeah. Obviously, our customers won't have like the same application on eight technologies, but if we are taking this concept to the real world, we already see in the market that many companies have the same application on web and mobile. And we want them to adopt this concept of writing one script for both mobile and web. Because eventually the functionality is the same. Clicking on a button is clicking on a button, where it's on mobile or where it's on a web application. So the test can be written the same if you just implement this abstraction layer that you have this common language for both technologies.
Awesome. I think that's a great piece of advice to make layers when you're creating an automation framework. So if you want to do something where you can test a bunch of other things behind the scenes, you can do it in just one location. And that's what it sounds like you're incorporating. So that's awesome. I guess I had one other question, though, as you were talking about, I know LeanFT supports behavior-driven development using Cucumber. So have you used any behavior-driven development or used Cucumber as part of your efforts to really abstract out having features as a customer I want, and then you create layers that way?
Yep, we do. We have projects and tests, basically, written in Spectral and C-Sharp and Cucumber and JBehave in Java. And Jasmine is already a BDD testing framework. And we use all of them as part of our regression suites. And it works quite smoothly. And there's not much that is needed once you've implemented the Cucumber or the BDD framework. There's not much needed in order to make it work with LeanFT. It's quite easy, simple.
Awesome. And I think this goes to, once again, the theme I've been seeing at HPE World Discover is that you really are embracing open source technology and behavior-driven development using Cucumber and SpecFlow or a part of that. So it's awesome that it really does fit into, it seems, developers' ecosystem. So it should be seamless if someone starts with LeanFT. The developers should be able to get involved fairly easily with it. Before we go, is there one piece of actual advice you can give someone to help them with their LeanFT testing efforts? Since you guys have been using LeanFT for testing LeanFT, is there anything you've learned to, like, one piece of actual advice you can give someone to help them with their LeanFT efforts? And let us know the best way to find out more about LeanFT.
First of all, I can suggest the users of LeanFT to take a look at the help center of LeanFT. That is, it's online, it's a web application. You can Google it and find it very easily, LeanFT Help Center. There is a very detailed documentation there. In addition, we have some blogs that are published in the All About the Apps of HPE, where a little bit more spicier functionality of LeanFT is being described there, such as text recognition and some goodies that LeanFT suggests to its customers. We are constantly adding more posts to this blog of all about the apps and to the Help Center. The Help Center is the documentation for LeanFT, but it's dynamic. And you have example of code snippets there, where you can actually copy the snippets and use it in your own tools, your own products, in order to test them. It's very easy to navigate there in the Help Center and to use it and to understand. Even if you are not yet a customer of LeanFT, you can Google it and find it in Google very easily and understand how LeanFT operates, what is the benefit, what is the advantages, and if it will be easy for you to use LeanFT even before you consume this product. Anything else, guys?
So on top of all the examples and information that you can find in what HP delivers, and not just HP, I mean, you can find a lot of blogs and forums that are talking about LeanFT outside of HP. And a lot of users share their experience and knowledge and information on LeanFT, each one taking it to a different direction. And obviously these places over on the internet, whatever they are, it can help the user improve their test and their usability using of LeanFT. There's also the free trial of LeanFT, which means you don't have to start by buying the product. You can start using it for a month, and sometimes even more if you require an extension. And once you've decided that it is good enough for your needs, you can decide if and how many licenses you need to buy. And on top of everything, I think one of the things that LeanFT pushing for is just to make it simple. We basically give all the tools that are required for by the user in order to automate their test, which means we start the LeanFT project with all the references and using or input that the user needs. And we give all the tools, the report that is generated, and the spy, the LeanFT spy, with recommendations, everything that the user needs, they already have in their hands. All you need to do is just start coding.
And so you said just download the free trial version and start working with it.
Exactly.
Thanks, guys, for your LeanFT test automation awesomeness. For everything of value that we covered in this episode, make sure to head on over to testtalks.com/97. And while you're there, make sure to click on the Sign Up Now free button under the exclusive sponsor section to learn all about Sauce Lab's awesome products and services. And if this episode has helped you in any way, why not share it with a friend or coworker by downloading and sharing the free Test Talks app on Google Play or from the App Store? And if you had a chance, I would really appreciate it if you had the time to go ahead and rate and review Test Talks in iTunes. You can also write a review in the Google Play Store and also on Amazon. If you search for Test Talks, you can download the app there and write a review. So that's it for this episode of Test Talks. I'm Joe, and my mission is to help you succeed with automation awesomeness. As always, test everything and keep the good. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to the Test Talks podcast. Head on over to www.testtalks.com for full show notes, amazing blog articles, and other automation awesomeness.